when recent fighting erupted in South Sudan, the African Development Bank had just approved a $25 million electricity project. Neither bank president Donald Kabiruka nor his staff saw the conflict coming.
Someone asked my staff, what is it that we not understand?
Kabiruka says when conflicts erupt in countries, the bank's financing of development projects has to start all over again.
We need to finance development in Somalia. We built roads, we built hospitals, but the country went back into shambles. I had an office in Bangui. We had just opened an office in Juba. But when you go back to square one, I'll be going further than my traditional mandate of economics and development, looking closely at the political economy of the country.
In a recent report of the so-called fragile states of Africa, Kabiruka said bank managers have not taken political risk into account when making development decisions.
We concluded that fragility is a big risk for Africa. We looked at stable countries, hitherto stable countries, which suddenly erupt, either because of a bad election, because of corruption, and you found that each one of our countries is at risk. And by extension, Africa's own prosperity at the moment is at risk.
That sustainable development cannot be achieved without security was one of the key themes of the EU-Africa summit that took place recently in Brussels. Since 2004, the EU has provided more than $1.6 billion to support peacekeeping missions like AMISOM in Somalia and MISCA in the Central African Republic. EU institutions have also pledged over $38 billion for development assistance for Africa in the next 7 years. Andris Piebalgs, the EU Commissioner for Development, says 70% of those funds will go to less developed nations based on specific criteria, including a measure of per capita income.
So that means if country has, is more richer, it gets less. I would just give example, Gabon. The second is vulnerability. It means the country is more landlocked or some structural weaknesses that also gets more.
The commissioner also says that some countries are doing better.
I would take Ethiopia or Rwanda, where basically our support managed to bring countries to new level of development. It's still very poor countries, but you see that they are moving. Are there risks? Yes, they are. But I think in this politics, no one is safe. I would mean, let's take Europe.
He points to what is happening now in Ukraine, which he says no one foresaw. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.